24 this Monday evening. Top U.S. general in Iraq denies report he witnessed prisoner abuse as more indications of cover-up emerge. U.S. general in Iraq has denied reports that he witnessed abuse of Iraqi prisoners as more indications of a cover-up emerge. Charges in this casual. Told a military interview witness for his client would testify that General Ricardo Sanchez, the highest ranking American officer in Iraq, was present during some of the abusive interrogations. But in a statement issued in Iraq, the U.S. Army said the general stands by testimony he gave before several U.S. congressional committees, stating that he knew nothing of the allegations of physical, sexual, and psychological abuse until the Pentagon launched an investigation months later. The accusations swirling around General Sanchez are being called the latest setback for President Bush amid plunging approval ratings as bad news continues to pour out of Iraq. They also come amid increasing indications that a cover-up is underway. A witness who told ABC News that he believed the military was covering up the extent of abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison has been stripped of his security clearance and told he may face prosecution because his comments were not in the national interest. Sergeant Samuel Provence said over the weekend that in addition to his revoked security clearance, he was transferred to a different platoon and his record was officially flagged, meaning he cannot be promoted or given any awards or honors. The military intelligence analyst told ABC News early last week that a sexual humiliation of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib began as a technique ordered by military intelligence interrogators. Provence said he was also told he would face administrative action for failing to report what he knew at the time and for failing to take steps to stop the abuse. His attorney, Scott Horton, called the measures an effort to intimidate his client and any other soldier whose conscience is bothering him and who wants to come forward and tell what really happened at Abu Ghraib. At the same time, U.S. News Media reported that at least 2,000 pages might have been missing from the copy of the Army report on the abusive treatment of Iraqi prisoners that was delivered to the Senate Armed Services Committee. The 6,000-page report, compiled by Major General Antonio Taguba, formed the basis for hearings this month into the allegations. Taguba said he found that numerous incidents of sadistic, blatant, and wanton criminal abuses had been inflicted on the prisoners between last October and December. Time magazine reported Sunday that PDAs noticed the report was missing a third of its pages after they divided the document and its 106 boxes into separate binders, stacking them and comparing the stack with an already counted stack of 6,000 pages. Committee member Senator Pat Roberts promised to find out exactly what has occurred, while another committee member, Senator Jack Reed, said he would not be surprised if it were true because of the way that he said the Defense Department normally treats Congress, which he termed a lack of cooperation and a lack of candor.